Anyway, I'm here.
So, yeah, you delayed your vacation one whole day.
This isn't the only solid that I've done for Bob, besides also paying for lunch today, although you haven't paid for lunch in 3 months.
Yesterday.
Doesn't count.
That's
I didn't
ridiculous.
Get any.
That's too bad.
So Bob calls me last night and says, can you do me a solid? And I'm like, what? How many solids do I have to do you this week? He says, can you pick me up for work?
Need a ride.
And I was just remembering this live spot we did yesterday for Luke Riley Honda, how you were bragging in the live spot that my wife hasn't gotten in any minor scrapes in over 3 months, and we haven't been to the body shop in so long. And I wondered even during that live spot, wow, you sure are throwing the jinx, you know. You're messing with the karma gods here.
I mentioned the no-hitter, didn't
I? And then later on, you said, I got a car situation. why don't I just tell you about it on the air?
Yeah.
So, all I know is that Bob asked me and asked for a ride. Thanks, Nick.
Right.
And
a little background?
I decided, and you said a car situation, and I kind of said, your car? And you're like, no, look, I'll...
No, I'm...
So I'm very interested in
knowing
why I had to get up early, drive all the way to your house, pick you up, and drive here. And probably we'll drive you home.
Basically, I purchased a new vehicle from Lute Riley Honda back around Valentine's Day.
Sweet.
This was for my wife, because I have a vehicle that does not need to be replaced. But she had one that she had been driving since, like, 02. And, you know, family grows, and I don't know, whatever. She needed a new vehicle, so we went and got her a new Honda Pilot. Far and away.
Brand new, 2010.
Yeah, far and away the most valuable vehicle I've ever owned. You know, we don't go crazy on vehicles usually, but hey, let's get her something nice. You know, it's that time in life. So that was about Valentine's Day. Big red bow, the whole thing, over the Honda Pilot. And it was not 10 days later that she was doing the school carpool, picking up the girl down the street. And as the story goes, as told to me by the repentant wife, was that she thought the kid was in, the door was still open, and she clipped the mailbox. So now on the rear passenger door, we had the remains of a brick mailbox. You know, oops. Kind of a line up the
like a scrape along the side.
Yeah, on the rear passenger door.
Were those brick mailboxes?
So, well, yeah, but don't we always close the door before we proceed? You're going to see a theme here, by the way. Door open, proceeding with the gas. Right. All right. So
now, kid was in, right? The kid didn't fly out.
No,
too.
Okay. Kid was in, but it sounds like they're doing like a bank getaway, doesn't it?
peel out. How quickly do you got to peel out?
This is a first grader she's picking up. Wouldn't you wait to hear the door? But it's my wife, and I love her dearly. All right, you're going to also sense a theme there. About 2 weeks after that, I guess her and the mom's in town again, or grandma, as she's now known.
She is again now, or this
is
the previous
this is back. Story. Now we're talking late February, early March. Oh, we're talking the boys are in Buffalo.
Because she shows up in February for Easter. Doesn't she?
Yeah,
yeah. She goes home after
Easter.
She
doesn't leave till Thanksgiving.
Now, the second call was on our Stars road trip. I think we were in Buffalo, but I'm not positive. We might have been in D.C. at the time. But I got the call that, hey, something happened with the truck again. And I'm like, really? Yeah. And, okay, the story goes on item number two. That she was going to pick up plants from the nursery, okay? Got back, pulled into the garage with plants in the back, opens the hatch, then pulls the plants out, the little flats or whatever they call those with the plants, puts them out, and then I guess has to go somewhere, loads everybody up, hatch is still up, still inside garage, and she backs up, and the top of the garage door, or bottom of the garage door, which is open, basically scrapes up the back of the tailgate. And, you know, these new trucks have, like, the little camera and the silver piece on the tailgate, and now that's hanging by the wires that hold the camera on.
Actually, incredible irony that these new trucks have a camera on the back, yet...
So you don't hit things.
She backed up.
With the tailgate open.
Like, wouldn't she have seen that
and I've tried,
on the camera and I've when tried, she started the car?
I've tried to ask her. So when you get in, you can't sense that the giant tailgate's open, and I just hear a bunch of, well, it's I'm short, you know, and it's a big truck.
How short is she?
You know, 5'3", I suppose.
Jody.
So anyway, Jody. We went back. We got to know the Jody. People at the body shop and so forth. And I don't know, $1,500 later or something like that, everything is back to brand new. This is early March.
And that's with Radio Guy Deal.
I think they probably did me a nice, but got out of there, wrote a nice big check, and the truck was good as new. Until yesterday, when, and I crap you not, I gotta say this.
This must be a big deal if I had to pick you up.
I gotta say this right off the bat. I'm not making this up, okay?
And we know, you love your wife.
And I love my wife, soulmate, whatever, you know? And for the long haul, I, you know, there's nothing she can do that would break these chains of love.
Really?
Well, there's probably nothing okay. she can do. So yesterday, because I love her so much, I had to get her the new iPhone because she has like a Gribble phone, sort of. And, which, by the way, she's also dropped in a toilet and lost at least twice.
Well, those short
struggling.
People.
But if you're going to drop a phone into a toilet, a Gribble phone can be replaced for like $20 behind Menards. It's not a big deal.
Easily flushable.
An iPhone's a bigger deal. And the brand new...
She's dropped the old iPhone in the toilet?
She doesn't have an iPhone until yesterday. And we're leaving on vacation today after the show, so I wanted to make sure the new iPhone's in her hands and she's off and running. So as soon as our buddy Shane called me and said, her iPhone's in, I said, okay, I'll send her over. 11:30 yesterday, she tosses the kids in the car. It's time to go get the brand new iPhone. Backs out of the garage. Oh, no.
What?
The tailgate was open again.
What?
The exact same thing happened again.
How is it she doesn't look in the rearview mirror before she backs out? How is it possible?
Or, like you said, don't you
just
have a...
Just sense it.
When the window's open, you feel the air or the... you know if
yes.
you're in closed comfort or if there's...
And so I get
And I thought...
Is there a warning light or something?
No, isn't there the camera? Don't you see the screen right there?
Unless you're in such a hurry to get your iPhone or you're multitasking or you're too thin or, you know, my wife...
So where is...
Has a
why
lot
did
of
I have to pick you up?
Because I
her
called...
Her car is inoperable?
I called the insurance company and we're getting it squared away while we're on vacation. So I had to take it off to the body shop and...
So you had to drive to Lute Riley last night?
You know what? We just used the place down the block this time just to get it done with the insurance and all that and just left it in the insurance company's hands. And
okay, so she's without vehicle. She's got your vehicle.
But this has got to be a record, right?
She's busy wrecking your vehicle
How many months
right
has she owned it?
Valentine's Day. This is the third trip to the body shop since Valentine's Day. And all of them, and this is what really might make the record unbreakable, none of them have involved any other person. Like, there's never been... One-party incidents that are stacked on top of each other, right. I think, hard to believe, no?
It's Sally's magic all by herself.
So I get home yesterday. She's got the new iPhone. I want to see it and mess around with it. And she's
so she still went out and got the iPhone after ripping the car?
As the camera's dragging by its wires again. and she tapes it back up there with, like, masking tape. And it's so awesome. Yeah, it's so awesome. Like, it's got blue painter's tape or whatever holding the back camera and the chrome on. And it's so pathetic looking. And she thought we could take it on our vacation with us. I mean, we're going to drive down to the hill country and everything. And
Why not? She doesn't use the rear view camera anyway.
And I'm like, honey, the first time we get up to 80, the masking tape is not going to hold. It's going to be a mess. And it's just...
You have to staple it.
You know, I love her. I love her very, very much. And it's just amazing. So there you go.
It is a bit amazing and incredible.
So there you go, kids. Try to beat that one. Try to beat your wife getting in 3 one-person incidents in less than...
Let's start the new clock
months?
Today.
Yes, she is.
On June 25th.
She has been incident-free and
for nearly 24 hours now, right?
Yeah, now 24 hours. And she has a new iPhone, and that has not seen the inside of a toilet or been...
Is she impressed by the new iPhone? Are you impressed by the new iPhone?
I like the new iPhone. I just think it's kind of lost on her because she had Tom's phone, so now just the fact that it has a... You know, a touch screen, and you can change your own rings. She's really impressed by those things. This is like...
It's not powered by a crank?
Yeah.
And she can text now while she's driving.
See?
Perfect.
And she's also big on that. She's, like, always on me for even acknowledging I have a phone while I'm driving, because she took that silly Oprah pledge or whatever that Oprah's had every woman take, that they will not ever look at their phone while they're driving.
Well, I've heard
like
of that,
like, Oprah's
too.
Ever driven herself. Let's start there. When's the last time Oprah's got behind a wheel?
How many times have you come home and you've gotten some advice about your kids or whatever
based
from Oprah?
On Oprah.
How would Oprah know about raising kids?
Thanks a lot, Oprah.